All right, our next speaker is a great friend of mine and a friend of Lake Havasu City and also a friend of Lisa's. She is a graduate of the Lake Havasu Leadership Class. She actually went with Andrea and myself in 2005. And she is the most recent recipient of the Chamber Foundation's Distinguished Leadership Award. She's actually the first recipient of that. That just happened at our last council meeting. And it's my friend, Councilmember Jenny Koch, will be the next speaker.
So first of all, I yelled at Andrea. I said, really, following Cal? All right. So I'll spare you all that when I first typed this speech, I will not lie, it was 10 pages long. I sat back and said, well, that's going to bore him to death. So I had to omit, and after I started reading, I started thinking like, oh my God, we've really spent a lot of time together. So bear with me, and I'll try to keep the tears at bay, but the one thing I've learned about Lisa and I, and we've done a lot of things together, is when one cries, the other cries. So I'm doing pretty good. And I don't have a tissue, so we'll see how this works. So good evening, everyone. It is an honor and a privilege for me to be here this evening to help recognize Lisa and all her accomplishments. Today, we're all here to say a bittersweet congratulations to her as she embarks on the next phase of her life, good old retirement, or so I hear. I know most of you in this room, but if there are some of you that I've not had the pleasure of meeting, my name is Jenny Koch, and for those of you who don't know the Lisa and me story, I thought I'd share a little bit with you this evening. I started my preparation for this event a few weeks ago, and I was thinking, I'm going to attempt a slideshow of life with Lisa. And then, well, Lisa, I realized you and I like pictures and selfies a lot. We would have been here until past midnight. You would have thought it was a council meeting. So I turned to my least favorite thing to do, and that's writing. Right, Lisa? When I first met Lisa, we were in Kingman at a tourism workshop. I'd been hired by the then Tourism Bureau, which is now Go Lake Havasu, to be the receptionist up front. They sent me to Kingman on my first assignment before I'd ever been in the door of the office. That day, Lisa was there in her capacity with the Parker Chamber. As Lisa always does, she worked the room and found this lonely little Nebraska girl. And it wasn't long before these two Midwestern souls were talking it up, and I knew we'd be friends. Little did I know that she would end up taking the CEO role of the Havasu Chamber job within the next year. Not long after that, I was her membership director. I had the privilege of working with Lisa for 14 years. As I was thinking back about what stands out from those years, there are some shining star moments, ones that I think might make her chuckle. They might not make sense to all of you, but you can always ask the full story. One, we had our classic burger Friday lunches, you know, when the mixers got a little bit too late the night before. There was an occasional member appreciation visit to Dillard's for our clinique addiction. One always has to have Gen Nog on the holidays. Those in the building understand. Oh, and the mixers and the Christmas parties in Laughlin. Thank goodness for Dan. Arizona Chamber Executives was one of the first time that Lisa and I shared a hotel room because we were always fiscally responsible. Okay, so maybe we were fiscally responsible at first, but then we realized we travel pretty well together. We have some of the best ACE stories and best friends. There was, of course, a lot of stories. I had to narrow it down to a few. Do you remember the trip to Williams? You know, the one you so graciously said, oh, Jenny, we're stopping in Kingman, and then you can drive. Sure. We drove through a hail, rain, snowstorm in the smallest roller skate car Enterprise had to rent. My arms were sore for a week holding onto that steering wheel. All I could think of is I can't kill the CEO. I'm a chamber, and she's my boss. Oh, and Lisa, we won't forget the ACE conference in Apache Junction, sitting out on the patio. You remember that fruit juice that I was drinking, and it encouraged me that maybe I should pet a skunk. So, you know, why not chase the skunk around the back patio of our room? I'm not so sure Lisa was impressed, but we sure did laugh about that. One last memory jumps out at me from ACE. There was a point when Lisa and I were in our workout phase, and we decided that, you know, sometimes we have some cocktails in the evening, and so we should compensate for that by, taking a walk in the morning. So here we are, these two Lake Havasu girls in Rio Rico, walking down the hill. Well, we didn't really plan on how cold that was going to be, and here we end up at the bottom of the hill from the resort in a little grocery store, shaking and shivering, trying to warm up. And I'm pretty sure, if I remember it correctly, I only had flip-flops, didn't remember my tennis shoes. I'm pretty sure everyone there knew we weren't from there and were wondering what these crazy ladies were doing. There was the year of the Arizona Chamber Executive Calendar. If any of you have had the privilege of seeing that calendar, we'll just leave it at that. During all of our Arizona road trips, I was always educated along the way with Lisa's vast array of what she called useless Arizona trivia. I use that trivia quite often when I bring doctors into the state. One time, coming home from conference in LA, this was a WACE conference, we had a rental car, and most of the time coming home, I would drive, but at this particular event, Lisa was driving home. And I noticed that the tire light was on when we left, but I didn't really want to say anything. We'd been gone, and our flight had been delayed, and we were tired, and it had been a long week. So I didn't pay much attention to it, and the turnoff on 95 right by the pilot, yeah, the tire blew. No worries, though. I jumped out. I'm going to change the tire. Have you ever changed a tire? Nope. You know how to do it? Nope. I'm going to figure it out. Well, Lisa was on the phone with the rental car company. Well, I figured it out all right. The sheriff pulled over and changed it for us. Oh, did we laugh on the way home. Lisa and I not only had many hours in the chamber office, but many miles traveling to do what we loved most, celebrating our community and supporting local businesses. We were nominated for the ACCE Chamber of the Year twice, both times brokenhearted, and a lot of wine drinking after, when we didn't win. But we always said, hey, we'll get it next time. I not only had the pleasure of working for Lisa, but I also got to be her friend. Outside of the office, we had great memories as well. Phil, Lisa, Corey, and I, we enjoyed going to football games, Rock Chalk, Jayhawk. We always enjoyed a good Irish pub. And don't forget some hot wings at the condo in Vegas. And don't forget our Friday happy hours with our tots. We enjoyed endless trips to Vegas, and those stories, well, what happens in Vegas, it stays in Vegas. I was also fortunate to be around when those beautiful grandbabies were born. Kim, Tyler, Ashley were also our extended family. Eventually, my path led me to leave the chamber in 2016. I tell people this story, and I tell them I've never been divorced, but I feel like that's what it would feel like. Thankfully, Lisa and I have remained friends over the years. Everything happens for a reason, I truly believe. I was able to be there when some of the most difficult things happened during Lisa's life. Lisa's impact on this organization goes far beyond what I can explain in a few minutes up here. I'm sure you can tell the impact that she's had on me as well. It exceeds any words I can speak. She's been my friend, my boss, my mentor, and at times a lifesaver. I'm forever grateful for the time that we were able to work together. And Lisa, I'm so happy for you. I wish you all the relaxation, travel adventures, and culinary masterpieces that your heart desires. In closing, Lisa gave me this key when I celebrated my 10-year anniversary with the chamber. It's been a little while, the chain broke, and I still have it, and I still carry it around with me. She gave me this key on the 10-year anniversary of the chamber, and this key symbolizes opening doors, perhaps new possibilities. Keys can open doors to which are closed to those who don't hold the key. Lisa, thank you for giving me my key to opening my new doors. Now, you don't need a key. You can go and do whatever you want, and your heart's free to enjoy. Lisa, enjoy your retirement. You've worked so hard for so many years. You've given everything you've had to give, but now it's time to put yourself first, time to relax, enjoy, and live. Take in the song of the birds when you wake, get in touch with an old friend or two. Learn to do something you've never done before. Find adventure in all you do. So much awaits you around every bend. There are so many places to see. Travel afar if that's what suits you, or read by the shade of a tree. But never forget as you go along that honestly, right from the start, all of the moments we've shared through the years have left a huge imprint in my heart. Congratulations, Lisa. Okay, that's enough sappiness for tonight. Put that away. Okay.